she buy near me? I gotta remember where I am. Trudy made me do this.
Do what?
Buy a grave.
Oh.
And now I have to go talk to the people next to me in the cemetery and say, I need more space. Can I buy yours?
We got a post-retirement condo.
Yeah, that's what I have to do.
Also known as a columbarium.
Channel 13 did just come up and ask if someone wants to be interviewed or view the meeting.
Yeah,
or not.
That's what I thought you should do. Do it.
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hannah's not a trustee.
That's all right.
Yeah. Oh,
I think. Is this on yet?
I just started. Kathleen is not here today, so give me some grace, because I got my, you know, my...
That's why the door wasn't unlocked. People are angry.
My annual reminder of how to run the whole system. I think I got it. And she didn't have GarageBand up. I had to actually do that. So, maybe we'll wait until Chuck's done.
That's a good idea.
But he walked out. So, I'll restart us once.
I mean, this is something we could add. I understand.
No,
this is something
we
could
say,
add policy-wise.
Please thank people for attending. Please shut off your cell phones. If you have signs, just please be respectful of the people in front of you. Keep
sure.
It out.
All right. We ever had signs before, did we?
No, we never have, and if we need to... If it becomes an issue, we can look at changing our policies, but I don't expect it to be
or so,
an issue,
you know.
Right? We've had other controversial issues.
Oh, yeah.
That the township's handled well.
Mm-hmm. All right, Harold, I'm just looking at the working list. I didn't update it from when we met with Doug last week. Any updates with Edison?
They're not providing any feedback whatsoever.
And I guess this is the other thing, and I just noticed I went down Briarfield last week, and a lot of the poles are like,
right?
Are they waiting for them to fall over before they get replaced?
Those have been that way forever.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good subject, though, Chuck, because we keep running into the same issue, right? Is it a Toledo Edison issue? Is it our representatives' issue? Is it financial? Like, we haven't paid them. We don't know where the money's going. Whatever it is there something we should do as elected officials, or should we talk to the county? Should we talk to Anita Lopez, Pete Gerken, say, hey, how can we get Toledo Edison to do their job?
You're just being more responsive, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, is there some other level we should go to at this point? We have been discussing this now for eight months.
Maybe more than that.
Probably.
Well, like I said, I know you can file a complaint with PUCO, but I don't know if it would make a difference if there was a complaint filed by the Board of Trustees instead of just...
A resident
or the township administrator, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Your mic is on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if you guys knew that.
Yep. Yep.
So you can hear us out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
How very exciting.
That's because...
you don't want to hear us?
Maybe we weren't supposed to.
Oh, no. No, it's on purpose.
That's why the door's open now.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got any thoughts on that with the PUCO, Walt? I mean,
that seems so serious to me.
I mean, or maybe
can't we do something with that with First Toledo Edison First?
Well, I mean, what's their parent corporation?
First Energy
is statewide.
Yeah.
I mean, do we know if other municipalities are having issues statewide? I'm sure they are.
I know community relations. Do you want me to reach out to them and say, hey, we don't know where to turn? She's not the right person at all, but maybe she could get me. You know, it used to be Frank Chiricoffo, right? Frank.
Yeah.
I'm saying his last name. No, 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 the president of First Energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have the First Energy, like, community relations liaison. So how about I take it?
Okay. Also, I had a thought as far as the township branding. You know, what about a smaller monument sign at Keystone and Monclova?
Keystone. Which is La Petite?
No, which is Monclova Road, right there by Aroma Pizza, Pizza Aroma.
Yeah. That is just, that's right
Baker's
where we are.
Kitchen area that way.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
And then also, if, I don't know, if.
So we'd have to talk to that strip center owner.
Yeah.
Champion, the old Champion Doors building or.
Thermal True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing, one I had thought of, since we can't do anything the roundabout, about either Rod Culler's not opposed at the park there at Hanley and Salisbury, or the Andersons when they're live.
Perfect. That would be perfect.
I don't know. Does anybody, do we know the PR person from the Andersons?
No, I mean, just prefer... Julie. Just the community, you know, the people you get money from is who I know. I can write to her and ask.
I mean... We incur the costs. I mean, we're just asking.
But that's not their property. The apartments in front. No. You're saying the roadway might be?
Yeah. I mean, Brandyway Lane, I don't know. Or was it Briarfield Extended is our road.
Briarfield Extended, yes.
So how far is the right-of-way in Briarfield Extended?
That's a better question.
Because that's our, Briarfield Extended is our road.
There you
go. Yes. On the north side of Salisbury. Yes.
So if we did it on the northwest corner in the right-of-way, we could do that on our own.
Yeah, let's check that out. Let's make it neon.
No, I just...
I know.
Like I'm the joking. Bricks down in front of Dana, or the big pet rocks. Yeah, just the smaller one with...
Did you see coming off the new energy that they've now done the concrete post all the way into by Semico now?
Yeah, Spartan did that.
Oh, did they do that? It looks really nice.
Yeah. And wrought iron fencing. So.
Yeah, with the concrete pillars.
So we're going to look at Monclova and Briarfield Extended.
Can I bring up an email we got before we go on with this list? It just, when you were talking about branding and that neighborhood, it made me think of the road has been closed for races. And
yes,
I just wondered we could do some research on it.
Mm-hmm.
How many times is a road closed? Why isn't a lane open? Can we talk to the powers that be who are closing?
Yeah, I wasn't aware that it was closed for...
It was for a race.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it's been more than one time.
But I understand the frustration that a year or so ago they had one of those, and my wife and I went down by the mall. And the same thing happened. We got stopped because the race was going on.
Yes.
And he said 45 minutes. I know we were held up at least 20, 25 minutes trying to get into the hall.
Tom had that experience during the homecoming parade in Toledo, right, in Old Orchard. And you get stuck. You can't move.
Right.
So could we just do a little research before we answer his...
Yeah, Scott Murtis owns that building. He lives over at Fallen Timbers, but he owns that... He bought the building from Tim Pontius.
Right. And I just want to make sure we know what we're talking about. It was closed five times this year or whatever. And
who does a counter of those, or who approves those road closures?
I believe that does go through the county engineer's office.
I guess that's where it is. Mm-hmm. So let's just do a little.
Mm-hmm.
And why does it have to be the entire road? Because some runner is going to jump into the lane that's still being... Or we'd have to have traffic direction. I mean, there's probably a reason. Just let's know what it is.
And again, from my experience, when we got held up, there were was coming, but, you know...
I missed my sign.
Two or three minutes would go by that nobody would cross in front of us, and they still
wouldn't... And they
wouldn't
let you go
through
which...
Was it the sheriff department?
But no, no, it's probably just volunteers.
Volunteers.
Sorry, Gavin.
Yeah.
Don't you think they have different paths, though? Because I know 2 weeks ago they had it down Garden Road.
Absolutely. There are races all over the city.
Right.
And we do. Like, we do have that beautiful bike path. So anyway.
During the Garmin Marathon, they had a lot of Toledo clothes, and they had police.
That's why I was wondering if they had police or just volunteers
and
that stopped traffic.
Just,
right.
So people were just ignoring the police.
Okay.
So we were just...
There's nothing they can do.
People were driving by, ignoring the police. Okay, so we were just in a JEDS meeting where members of the JEDS community came and heard about the services we provide for those tax dollars. And this is a question for you, Walt. We were very specific that money's collected by that district are used in the district, and that could be for fire service or sheriff service or what have you. But Toledo and Maumee would have a little harder time providing those things. Are they allowed to spend that revenue outside of the JEDS district? And
yeah, anybody is. I mean, you can choose as a policy to spend it there, but there's nothing in the...
It requires them to do it.
DC Contract Act requires it. It goes in their general funds. And I think Toledo does.
Well, I think Toledo and Maumee are paying their share of the interchange.
Absolutely. We talked about that, Chuck. We told them that they have supported the interchange. They wanted to know what else was being done and how else we're improving on that district or zone. This would be one of the ways we could easily help, right? We could make sure there was a sheriff there, 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 making sure there was a lane clear so the people that wanted to work on Saturday could during those 2 hours of the race. But I think mm-hmm. we just need some research before right. we... And the JEDS people would like to see the financials online, so we need to talk about that at some point. Let's talk about it later.
Yeah. Was it well attended?
There were about 7 businesses, maybe 8 businesses represented. We had great representation from Lucas County. Mike Panuski came, the sheriff came, the Deputy Leach came. Mm-hmm. Matt was a keynote speaker. Brandon Selhurst was there, economic development and a member of the JEDS. Matt talked about what incentives, if you're adding new people, if you're adding a person from out of state, there are incentives that your company can get.
I thought the JEDS eliminated those incentive programs.
They did. He was talking about overall in Ohio.
We don't have
jobs Ohio, what they like, why there's so many different
economic development talks. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here at the list here going. Eric had a question. I don't know if he talked to you about it. He was reached out to an assisted living facility interested in the acreage at Keener and Stitt.
Yes, he did mention that, yes.
And
Keener and Stitt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Chuck Plainmull property, I think. I think it's Los. It's on, yeah.
It's right.
It's kind of more off of Lowe's.
It's North Bike Trail.
Yeah.
And it has a sliver that connects to Keener. Like, it's probably 100 feet or not even.
Yeah.
And it comes back, and then it opens up. There's 2 ponds back there.
But they would need some assistance with the sewer, and the gentleman was asking about a TIF. And my understanding from Jim Shaw's office was that a TIF had to be, quote-unquote, for the greater good. Eric was saying it'd be an extension of about 3,000 feet of sewer line. And they'd have to build a pump station at it. And
I don't even want to get into it until we have more information.
Right. Well, I want to see zoning. It's zoned agricultural right now. Correct?
I don't even know, Eric.
Right.
I'm presuming so, yeah.
Right. That's the middle of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I don't know how assisted living...
But I think it's way premature to have a TIF discussion, yeah. I'm going to add that to the list here.
Understand zoning, understand.
Have we had, Gavin, any other further meetings of the fire station renovation group?
Wednesday.
Oh, this Wednesday?
We're meeting with two architectural firms. We're going over the plans with them, then we'll make our decision which one we're going with.
Okay. It's at 11:03. Harold has inspector started.
He's been in and out.
I thought today was supposed to be his first
part
of the day.
He came on his own time to the JEDS meeting. So he and Chief were there Thursday night. Is that when it was? Yes. And they
it's in that cabinet. I don't know if they're filling it or counting it again.
Shared. So he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Answering questions. Talking about services, taught inspections. It's nice of him to show up.
Mm-hmm.
But he does need to show up at work, too, so did he start?
I didn't see him today. I don't know what.
Okay. Okay.
The house over here, is it our wish to leave it as is, or do we want to rent it out, or what do we want to do here? The house on my clothes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't have a really good answer.
Do
you have a really good renter? Do you have somebody who...
I'm just... You know,
I thought we were going to look into that, doing it month by month, and finding a tenant to just cover the expenses and do things like that on a month-to-month basis. I'm not opposed to having somebody rent that house. It's better than having it set vacant at this point, as long as we're just on a month-to-month, because we have no idea what we planned. The future plans for that house are. So that's just something we probably should need to discuss.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree. Or even a 90-day lease, you know, 90-day renewable, something like that. So rather than sit empty, I mean, it's $1,500 a month. And, I mean, the big scheme of things, it's not a whole lot of money, but it's still $1,500 a month. So I don't know how do we go? Harold, you wanna and what maybe the neighbor?
That's like somebody you'd need to know. It'd be weird.
Yeah, I don't need a place. I think I'm set.
You can put that on the worksheet.
Yeah, let's think about how to get that done.
You know, maybe...
You thinking about renting it out now that we brought it up?
No, I'm good.
Could be my summer home.
Do you like the Dallas Cowboys? It's just by a party house. Overtime. Let's see. Super. Noise reduction, we're waiting on that till the spring on the pickleball courts, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Goes up.
No, I think he's still waiting for the noise pads to come in.
I put a call into Marcy Captor's office today. Yeah, today's Monday, and have not heard back from the young lady. We had the Zoom call about, I wanted to get an update on if the post office real estate department has reached out to them at all. Do we need to do anything on that building to winterize it, or?
Well, we're keeping
temperature at 50.
Temperature at 45, 50, yes.
Because there's new furnaces in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So we should not have any issue with the newer furnaces.
And Doug's check on it.
We should probably check on it daily winter.
Not a bad idea.
Or blow the water out of the pipes, yeah.
Or we just should decide to, you know, make a move in that direction. Mm-hmm. That's something we absolutely need to discuss at some point. Gavin will have more information. Yeah. We'll have more information.
And I read in your report you had a meeting with Raj from Temakon.
Yes. And he would like to come to a meeting and explain to all of you what his vision is and what he...
Can we have him at working session?
So
we can narrow his mm-hmm. focus in if it needs to be narrowed in?
Right. Yep.
Right, and then have the more toward final discussion?
That's on the connectivity plan for the township?
Yes.
At a regular meeting.
I'll see if I can pin him down.
And sometimes it's just much easier for 4:30 than it mm-hmm. is.
Well, has Dawn mentioned you? I have in here a moratorium on passive income businesses. Has she mentioned anything about that?
Yeah.
You know, the storage units, the
car thank
wash,
you, Chuck. That
car,
needs
car
to get
washes.
Put on our front burner, not our back burner.
Yeah, well, I did talk to Dawn further like just about moratorium in general. She says you can't just keep renewing. She says that you have to have some point, okay, where we're making it part of our zoning. You know, for example, the
marijuana.
You know, well, marijuana, the state allowed that.
Okay.
That changed the law, but we can't say, you know, say solar fields kick moratorium and then for 3 years later, you know, we have to have a defined definition in our zoning. The moratorium has allowed us to do that research until we come up with a plan in our zoning for the use. Is that?
Yeah. You have to have a legitimate government purpose
for the moratorium.
For something like that. And, I mean, let's have a legitimate government purpose for, you know, all your actions, essentially, and this would really be no different. But, you know, again, it's a matter of, you know, whose ox being gored, and if somebody wants to challenge it, you know, that's expensive and time-consuming, so the likelihood is low. But, you can't just continue moratoriums indefinitely.
Right, but what we're asking for is maybe creative zoning for that JEDS area.
Well, you know, the example Dawn gave you, for example, like solar fields, you know, for example, that if we put them in industrial zoning, you know, that's going to get the highest tax base for us. Well, we may not get any jobs if it's in the JED, but even if it's outside the JED, if we did it, it's got to be zoned industrial. You know, that would prohibit them going farmland.
And going everywhere.
But
right.
Also, it would be the best benefit to the township, because that's the highest tax rate in Lucas County's industrial zoning.
So how do we get some samples so we can start sorting through this?
Well, we could have Eric reach out to the OTA to see if there's examples, or just, you know, what are Sylvania Perry's, which are the larger townships in the area doing. You know, Sylvania's a little more, Perry's where they got. But, you know, the same maybe for self-storage units. Maybe it's, if we're going to put them, you know, in an industrial where it needs to be zoned industrial, so at least we get the highest tax base out of it.
Yeah, well, that is our JEDS area, zoned industrial.
But then, I mean, there's some areas out on Airport Highway and out by the airport as well,
You can look at more specialized zoning for your
JADs.
JADs area.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
And it's been on the to-do list for a long time now. So are you going to take that? Should we start with Eric? Are we putting it on the lawyer list? Which way do you want to do it?
What do you want?
Want it on the lawyer's list. I'd like it done.
We'll do
it.
Well, why don't
some more. We'll just,
you look through the ORC and touch base with Eric.
I think he can do his job.
Touch base with Eric, and maybe Eric can get some other, you know, larger. I mean, Perrysburg is a good example because they have both the characters of us. They got a lot of farmland open space, but they have some industrial and commercial as well. And that could be the same for, like I said, self-storage, car washes.
And they've put a moratorium on car washes in Toledo, have they not? Because there was that rush of car washes.
Yeah.
So it might be urgent that we do something on that front.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could do some zoning for your JEDC that excludes...
Like an overlay district.
Things that, well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it's not an overlay district, but something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That excludes things that... It
don't have jobs.
...have a lot of employment, and it just will just articulate that as the rationale.
Okay.
Got insurance.
Got it. But I like Chuck's idea of making sure those other categories just can't be plopped on farmland. Trudy has us watching big purchases of farmland, so just putting a solar field down, let's make sure.
Eric's supposed to be watching that.
Yeah,
but it's too late. Once it's sold, right. It's too late.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
we had a recent rezoning there on my Clover Road, you know, that between the houses and that, and to commercial. So I think, industrial makes, at least for the benefit of us, as if the property's not in the JED like those, my Clover Road properties, or they come into the JED.
You might be taking on the Ohio Farm Bureau.
Well, let's not go that crazy right now.
In that endeavor, I mean, they're very pro-solar field.
Yeah, because the farmers get big bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that. Yeah. You know.
Are they pro data center, the Farm Bureau? I'm just from what I've never seen them.
Stay position.
Nope. On that, but these things are pretty new.
Okay.
Still.
The. Like I said, I was going to, do we have any other additions to the agenda? I was going to have, I don't know if Gary Kuhn Sr. passed away this morning.
Oh my God.
That's so he'd been.
Father. That's why she's gone?
Yeah. Oh. He'd been fighting cancer for a number of years, so I was just going to have a brief moment.
Kathleen asked not today.
I'm sorry?
Kathleen not to mention it today.
No. Okay, I'm sorry.
I didn't know you knew.
I talked to a junior today.
Yeah. I asked her if she wanted us to say something. She said they prefer not.
Okay. So,
maybe the max meeting.
I won't say anything out there then.
Yeah.
Okay. At the end of the meeting, even though there's nothing on the agenda, I don't think we have an executive session. Going to have a conversation, I think, just talk about what we've done so far to protect the best interest of the township. I mean, we don't have any plans before us. Really, nothing new to share from 2 weeks ago.
How we are going to share if something comes across.
Yeah. I mean, we're not hiding anything. There's no Project X. There's a number of bullet points that I could talk about. And I'm prepared to talk about it, but I'm just going to try to just keep it conversational and respectful and see what the people have to say. What? Questions? Township residents, self the 2 minute.
stay, not stay?
I think we're good, Walt. Thank you. Thank you for... I mean,
from my point of view, it's better not to throw your legal counsel into a chaotic...